St. Luke chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. Dear children of God, dear believers in the resurrected and ever living Savior, Jesus Christ is certainly with you too, just as he was with this family, this mother of her only son. And he says to you too, and to me, as he did to that mother, to weep not. Whatever our trouble may be, the word of Jesus, our Savior, has the power to wipe our tears away. And your faith in this Savior is not in vain. He who once died, he now lives to never, ever die again. That is the foundation of your faith. That's what your faith is built upon, because Jesus lives. That means that you too will live, even as right here and now Christ has already risen us by his word and spirit. Christ is that living proof that your sins and mine are completely forgiven. No matter how great our sins have been, the resurrection of the Savior proves the Father accepted his sacrifice for our sin. Even though we confess, and it is true, we do not deserve heaven because of our sin. But the truth of the gospel is that Jesus deserved it for us. And whoever believes in him will be accepted into heaven because of him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now the day after Jesus healed the centurion's servant, Jesus encounters a funeral in progress. Now people can deny sin, and there's plenty that do, denying that we're lost by birth, by nature, lost in sin. People deny that, and they say, well, we're mostly good at heart. People can deny that the devil is real, and they say, well, prove to me that he's real. But the truth is that we cannot prove it in a lab. We can't prove that sin is real in a lab. But people cannot deny that death is real. It can be seen. It can be measured. It can be touched. And it can be felt. as in the case of this woman, this widow. And she had already lost her husband, and now, her only son. Death can completely turn a person's life upside down. There's no denying that. But Jesus came to bear our grief and to carry our sorrow. Jesus is not some distant figure who may just feel something for us. Jesus actually does something about it. Scripture says he carries our sorrow. The very first thing that Jesus does upon encountering this funeral is he has compassion on this mother. That word compassion not only means that he felt for her, it also means he was moved to do something for her. He was moved to alleviate her pain. So Jesus tells her to weep not. He says, don't cry. Don't cry. Because of what he's about to do. Those were not empty words. He came and touched the bier, the casket, and they that bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And Jesus delivered him to his mother. This might remind us of another resurrection story, that of Elijah and the widow who also lost her son too. Elijah prayed to God. God answered his prayer. And God raised her son too. It's almost exactly the same scenario. Or how about Peter in the New Testament, in the book of Acts? Peter prayed too. And God answered. And God raised a woman named Tabitha from the dead. But did we by chance notice something different about the fact of Jesus raising the young boy? Jesus did not pray. Jesus did not need to pray to the Father, because Jesus Christ is God. He has all the power of God dwelling in him bodily. And when he speaks, things get done. His word has the power to heal our every wound. And most of all, the power to cleanse us from our every sin. Let's not beat around the bush here. There's no denying that death is real. And even though we can't prove it in a lab, sin is real too. And because of our sin, we've deserved the wages of sin. Scripture says the wages of sin is death. And we all deserve that judgment. Yet Jesus Christ endured that judgment for us all. We heard that in our epistle lesson, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Jesus Christ was judged by God for our sin. Jesus died for our sin. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Jesus Christ died that we might live. There's no denying that sin and death are real, but Jesus suffered the punishment that our sins deserved. He went through death to overcome all sin, all death. And He promises, just as surely as He lives, we too will live. He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. For you, children of God, believers in the resurrected Savior, death has become only the gateway to eternal life. Jesus lives, and that means that our sins are forever forgiven. His Spirit continues to assure us of that comforting fact by His Word, by the sacraments. He continues to nourish and feed that faith by His Word. We've all probably thought at one time or another, it's maybe hard to admit, Lord, when are you going to give me such a great miracle? When are you going to come and do something about my grief or sadness like you did to this mother at Nain? But the truth of the gospel is that He already has. There's no denying that the root and the source of our every problem, our every sadness, is already overcome. The proof is in the resurrection of the Savior. That proves the Father accepted His sacrifice for our sin. It proves that everything has been made right between us and God. That gives us true peace, true rest for our soul, forgiveness of our sin. To assure us of this fact, Jesus does, in fact, come to us too. He does, in fact, visit us, just like He did with that widow at Nain. He comes to us in His Word, in our baptism, where He joined water and His Word and washed our sin away. He removed everything that stood in between us and God. He continues to come to us, to visit us in the Lord's Supper. He continues to grant us His true body and blood, given and shed for the remission of our sin. So He has continued to visit us. He has redeemed His people. What many perhaps fail to remember is, in fact, the young man of Nain did eventually die once again, as did Lazarus the daughter of Jairus, the widow of Zarephath, and also Tabitha. But Jesus Christ came to go through death for us so that we never have to go through it alone. So that we do not need to fear it. He overcame the root and the source of it. He overcame our sin. We are victorious through faith in the Savior. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. May he continue to comfort and strengthen and assure you of your coming resurrection, of your coming glorified body. Because Jesus lives, you too will live. And because he lives, it proves our sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.